Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Titus 3, 4 to 7. Titus chapter 3, verse 4 to 7. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior was revealed, he saved us. It was not because of any good deeds that we ourselves had done, but because of his own mercy that he saved us through the Holy Spirit, who gives us new birth and new life by washing us. God poured out the Holy Spirit abundantly on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that by his grace we might be put right with God and come into possession of the eternal life we hope for. My theme for reflection is a new start through God's grace. A new start through God's grace. Christmas may have passed, but let us be honest. Some of us are still recovering from the holiday whirlwind. Leftovers are running low. The kids are still squabbling over the last slice of cake and stray glitter from wrapping paper seems destined to linger forever. Yet amidst this post-holiday hustle, a deeper question emerges. Have you ever longed for a fresh start? Perhaps it is the season of resolutions that stirs this desire. But who doesn't dream of resetting the clock, whether in relationships, habits, or even in our walk with God? Titus 3, 4 to 7 reminds us that through Jesus Christ, God offers us the ultimate fresh start. Paul writes that the kindness and love of God appeared in Christ, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his mercy. This mercy is not something we earn. It is an undeserved gift, a grace that not only saves but transforms. Before Christ, Paul says, we were enslaved by selfish desires, trapped in lives marked by conflict and division. But God's mercy breaks these chains. The Holy Spirit works a washing of rebirth and renewal, cleansing us from the stains of our past and making us new creations. In the words of theologian Paul Tillich, grace strikes us when we walk through the dark valley of a meaningless and empty life. It is as if a voice were saying, you are accepted. This new life is not just an escape from what was. It is an invitation into what can be. Paul calls us heirs of eternal life, a hope that transforms the way we live today. Salvation frees us from self-centeredness and empowers us to reflect God's love in tangible ways through kindness, forgiveness, and service to others. My dear friends, just as the birth of Jesus marked a new beginning for humanity, so does salvation mark a new beginning for each of us. While we may still wrestle with old habits and struggles, the Spirit is at work, shaping us day by day. This hope is not distant or abstract. It is a living reality that empowers us to carry God's light into every corner of our lives. So as we move beyond the holidays and into the year ahead, let us embrace this grace-filled transformation. Let us live as people who are not just saved but renewed, bringing hope to a world in desperate need of it. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you need to embrace the washing of rebirth and start fresh with God's grace? Number two, how can you reflect the kindness and mercy of God in your interactions with others this week? Gracious and merciful God, thank you for your kindness and love poured out richly through Jesus Christ. We confess the ways we have fallen short and tried to rely on our own strength. Wash us anew by your Spirit and renew us to live lives that reflect your mercy and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.